Under current state law, convicted felons lose their right to vote until they've served their sentence, along with any probation or parole after they get out of prison. State Representative Tamara Grigsby is questioning that practice.
Who are we to deny anybody's right to vote? I mean, after someone has, you know, made a mistake and served their time and paid their debt, then, you know, who are we to say that we can deny someone's constitutional right to participate in the public politics and engage in civil engagement?
Grigsby is co-sponsoring the Democracy Restoration Act, which would allow felons to vote after they finish their time in prison. She says they shouldn't have to wait until their entire sentence is complete.
Probation and parole is about giving people a period of time where they can, ideally, they can get the services and the support and the interactions needed to help for a successful reintegration.
Grigsby says the current law hits the black community hardest, where 1 in 9 have lost their right to vote.
I think that right should be restored, and I think that not doing so further disenfranchises people who really need at that point in time to feel a part of the community.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.